I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. As you drive around the state, you'll notice orchards are being pruned. You can start pruning your apple trees anytime after the new year, up until the flower buds start swelling in spring. I like to wait until March, when the days are longer, the sun is stronger, and the temperatures are warmer, not for the trees, but for my comfort. Pruning trees is hard for gardeners. The overriding fear is you'll prune out too much and the tree will die. That rarely happens. Fear not. Pruning is an art and a science. Besides some basic rules, it also comes down to imagining the shape of your tree based on where the new branches will be growing after pruning. That's because pruning will stimulate buds below the cut to grow into new shoots. So, on to the pruning rules. Prune out dead, diseased, and broken branches. Prune out crossing or rubbing branches, ones that shade other branches, and branches shooting straight up through the center of the tree. Prune back to the trunk or a side branch, not leaving a stub. Prune to open the tree enough so a bird can fly through it. Favor branches with at least a 45-degree crotch angle. Branches with narrow crotch angles are more likely to split during an ice or snowstorm. Make pruning cuts on an angle 1/4 inch above the outward-facing bud. Remember, that bud will form into a branch and grow in the direction it's pointing. Try to create scaffolds of branches evenly spaced around the trunk. For old apple trees, don't prune off more than 1/3 of the growth in any one winter. That may shock the tree. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about shrub pruning. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.